Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 10 in your syllabus, that is Where the Mind is Without Fear. The poem was written when the British ruled our country. We were slaves to a foreign power. Rabindranath Tagore, the great Indian nationalist and visionary, wanted India to awaken to a bright dawn of freedom. Freedom from slavery and our own mental chains. Learners, let's go through the poem. Where the mind is without fear and the head is held high, where knowledge is free, where the world has not been broken up into fragments by narrow domestic walls, where words come out from the depths of truth, when tireless striving stretches its arms towards perfection, where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habit, where the mind is led forward by thee into ever widening thought and action into that heaven of freedom. My father, let my country awake. It is one of Rabindranath Tagore's vastly read and discussed poems. It was originally composed in Bengali under the title Prarthana, meaning prayer, and later in 1911, Tagore himself translated the Bengali poem into English. And that translation appeared as poem 35 in his Nobel-winning anthology Gitanjali, which was published in 1912. The poem was written when India was under the British rule and people were eagerly waiting to get their freedom from the British rule. The poem is written in the form of a prayer to the God, the Almighty, for a true freedom for his country. And thus, Tagore reveals his own concept of freedom through the poem, where the mind is without fear. Learners, let's go through the first and the second line. Where the mind is without fear and the head is held high. In the very first line, the poet prays to the Almighty that his countrymen should be free from any fear of oppression or forced compulsion. He wishes that everyone in his country has his head held high in dignity. In other words, according to him, in a truly free country, every person should be fearless and should have a sense of self-dignity. In the second line of Where the Mind is Without Fear, the poet dreams of a nation where knowledge should be free. Education should not be restricted to the upper class only, but everybody should be allowed to acquire knowledge. Not only that, the children should learn freely from the nature and the world around them. They should not be forced to memorize some predetermined lessons. And this is Tagore's typical concept of education. Now, let's go through lines 3 and 4. Where the world has not been broken up into fragments by narrow domestic walls. In the next two lines, the poet emphasizes the unity of not only of his countrymen, but also of the entire world. He thinks there should be no division among people based on their caste, creed, color, religion, or other baseless superstitions. In other words, prejudices and superstitions should not divide the people in groups and break their unity. Learners, let's go through lines 5 and 6. Where words come out from the depth of truth. In line 5 of Where the Mind is Without Fear, Tagore wants a nation where people are truthful. They should not be superficial and words should come out from the depth of their hearts. Let's go through the other line, where tireless striving stretches its arms towards perfection. In the 6th line of the poem, the poet wants everyone to work hard to reach their goal and in the long run to reach perfection. He thinks they should not be tired by working. People should not be lazy and should not ignore their work. Lines 7 and 8. Where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habits. In line 7, the poet compares reason or logical thinking to a clear stream, and in the next line compares dead habits or superstitious beliefs to a dreary desert. He wants the stream of reason not to lose its way into the desert of prejudices. In short, people's thought should be monitored by rational thinking, not by superstition. Logic should rule over old baseless beliefs. Learners, let's go through line 9 and 11. Where the mind is led forward by thee into ever-widening thought and action. In line 9 and 10, the poet wishes his countrymen to be progressive and broad-minded. He wants that their minds are led forward to ever-widening thought and action by the Almighty. In short, we should be open-minded and do something unusual or extraordinary, overcoming the narrowness of the mind. Into that heaven of freedom, my father, let my country awake. In the final line of the poem, the poet addresses the God as Father. He asks him to awaken his country into such a heaven of freedom where the above conditions are met. To make it clear, the poet prays to the Almighty to raise or lift his country to such heights where freedom should be realized at its best. In turn, he is actually praying that God awakens his countrymen so that they come out from the darkness of ignorance, prejudices, disunity, and all other evils. The poem suggests that Rabindranath wants to awaken the God within us to free our minds from the shackles and bondage. It is not invoking God, but using it as metaphor for the higher self within us. This interpretation is beautiful. Finally, in the poem, the poet's message is very clear. If all the people of a nation are not wise enough to lead a happy and peaceful life, free from all the evils, they cannot enjoy their freedom well. So the poet, only political freedom is not so important unless you are fearless, self-dignified, knowledgeable, truthful, hard-working, and broad-minded enough to enjoy it fully. Rabindranath Tagore has gifted us with beautiful stories and couplets. He is the only writer whose compositions have been chosen as national anthem for two countries, that is India and Bangladesh. Learners, this is it for today. Go through the poem, go through the questions and the worksheet available on the website. Thank you, learners.